Got that. All right. So I will call this meeting to order. It is 2:02 p.m. on Monday, the 18th of March, 2024. And this is the Central Connecticut Solid Waste Authority Executive Committee meeting. And we'll start with introductions. We want to go around. There's a couple new folks here. And I'll let Sonia or Matt kind of go down the list because it's going to be different for everybody what they see, I think, right? The way these things work. But I'm Fred Presley. I'm town manager of Weathersfield and also the chair of the executive committee.
Great. Thank you, Fred. I'm happy to go down the list. So Matt Hart, CROG's executive director. Good to see everyone here today and very pleased to introduce a new colleague here at CROG. Sonia Carrizales. Sonia is our first true environmental planner, and she's helping to cover CSWA in part due to Robin's absence, but see her involved in our work moving forward too. So Sonia, if you'd like to say hello.
Hi everyone, it's great to meet you. And I was on the call in January as well, but it's so great to be more situated and to learn more.
Thank you, Sonia. Thanks for reminding me of that. Next, we've got Chris Hayes from Hartford. Chris?
Yep, Chris Hayes, Director of Public Works, Hartford.
Excellent. And then we've got our two representatives from the great town of Manchester, Kasia Perciello and Tim Bacchus.
Hi there, Kasia Perciello, Assistant Town Manager for Manchester.
Hello, everyone. Tim Bacchus, Director of Public Works, Town of Manchester. Thanks, Matt.
And all CROG towns are great towns. So
there you go.
Yes, yes.
So next, I'm not feeling that, Matt. I'm go with it.
You should hear what he says when we're alone.
Right. Next, I see Mr. Rupert.
Good afternoon, everybody. Jim Rupert, Town Administrator for the Town of Bolton.
Okay. Mr. Arnold, Russ.
Russ Arnold, Town of Farmington, Director of Public Works, Town Engineer, and what's my title? CSWA here, Treasurer.
Treasurer, yes.
Acting Treasurer.
All right. Then we've got Mr. Roy.
Tom Roy, Director of Public Works and Town Engineer for the big city of Simsbury.
And Mr. Robinson.
Hi, folks. Brandon Robertson, Town Manager of Avon.
Good. And then the only other person I see is Megan Siegel, who's a guest today, and I don't think her microphone is working as of yet. But she works in our textile recycling space, so hopefully she will get her mic up and running by the end of our meeting so she can just talk a little bit about their work. So I think that covers everybody, Fred.
Great. All right. Thanks, Matt. Next is public comment. I don't know if we have anybody from the public here, but if there's anybody here from the public who would like to speak, please say so. Going once. Going twice. All right. Moving on. It's next the approval of the January 22nd meeting minutes. Hope you've all had a chance to review those. And if so, can I have a motion, please?
Tom Roy, Town of Simsbury, move to approve the minutes.
Okay, Tom.
I'll second.
Seconded by Tim. All in favor?
Aye.
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 All opposed? Any abstentions? All right, the ayes have it. Moving down, report from the chair. Really don't have much to kick off with other than what's on the agenda here. I will say that as of this week here in Weathersfield, we're kicking off our yard waste collection program, which is a new program here. It's met with a great deal of excitement from the residents. We haven't even done the official mailings yet, but the flurry of people ordering their brown barrels is catching pains by surprise, but they're up to the challenge, and so that's going well. And hopefully, depending on where we go with food waste collection, I know that's part of what we're going to be talking about here, that'll be next on our list. So to get more and more out of our waste stream. But with that, we'll move down to CROG staff reports. updates, and the first is the RFI organics food waste.
And thank you, Fred. I'm happy to lead off, and then Sonia can add on. With respect to the RFI, I think we can cover most of this when we get to that item under next steps, because we're going to want you to help us make a decision in terms of which way we go. But, you know, with Robin's assistance and then with Sonia's assistance, we have a draft of a request for information that, you know, we think is a decent starting point, but we would like some assistance reviewing it, either from executive committee members as well as from someone working in the field. And we were thinking of Deb Darby from Tetra Tech, you know, one of our consultants. And we do have... Welcome, Megan.
Hi. Can you guys hear me?
We can hear you.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Great, good. So getting back to the RFI, you know, we thought we could benefit from some professional expertise here, you know, someone who works in the field every day. So we do have an assistance agreement with Tetra Tech that we want to review with you under next steps as well. But just to recall, as one of our, really our first true programmatic effort here under CSWA's restart, is we want to look at organics diversion. We want to look at organics diversion. What can we do as a region? And we've talked about using a request for information as a starting point because it's very broad in its scope. You know, that would help us get educated in terms of what's out there, what's the realm of what's possible here in our region. So starting with an RFI, which we could then, you know, follow up with an RFQ or an RFP if we wanted to. But just utilizing an RFI as a starting point so we would have that very broad scope. So when we get under next steps, you know, we want to talk about whether or not who should be the contracting entity with Tetra Tech. Should it be CSWA or should it be CROG itself? You know, there are pros and cons to each of those options that we'd like to discuss. But with respect to staff reports, anything else you want to cover under the organics piece, Sonia?
Nothing's coming to mind right now.
Okay. All right, so that's just a little bit of an overview there, Fred. And again, we can discuss it in earnest a little bit later in the meeting.
Okay, then we'll move down to the next item, which is Hartford designees.
Yes, Chris Hayes. Chris, are you in a position to comment on who else has been designated as alternates from Hartford?
Sure, I'd be happy to. I apologize for them not being here, and certainly we'll remedy that for the next meeting. Tom is the sanitation supervisor for the city of Hartford. As many of you know, we handle our waste and recycling in-house. So he oversees all of our efforts there. And then Nana is a very experienced solid waste inspector who helps tackle blight and for us, and has extensive work up in Canada, up in Toronto, where he also received his master's degree in waste management. So he's very knowledgeable on the topic, has some interesting thoughts in regards to how Connecticut can tackle some of its waste challenges the way he saw up in Canada. This dial-in phone number may be one of the two of them.
Thank you, Chris. So that's good. We'll have additional coverage from Hartford, Fred.
Chris was just saying that someone's dialing in. He thinks it might be one of them. Do you want to?
I'm not sure. I think that might be Glastonbury. Is that Mr. Manfrey?
This is Tony Manfrey from South Windsor.
Tony, thank you.
Mike is in Glastonbury.
Yes. I knew one of you was.
Just say Mr. Manfrey, you got it covered.
Yeah. Welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks.
Okay. Anything else on that? Apart for designees? All right. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate that. CSWA next steps. So review revised bylaws, model ordinances that was sent out with your agenda materials. We went over this last time fairly extensively. Is there anything you want to cover on that, Sonia, before we, or Matt, before we open it up?
Sure, I'd be happy to add a few comments. You know, I think Robin took the lead on this in collaboration with Bob DiCrescenzo, our attorney. We think we captured the discussion from last time. And you probably, if you had a chance to look at it, the accompanying ordinance that goes with the bylaws, you know, at our recommendation, Bob really pared that down so that this would make amendments easier in the future. Whenever, you know, we adjust the bylaws, they're automatically incorporated by reference within the enabling ordinance. So that way, every time we adjust the bylaws, you're not having to go through your local ordinance amendment process as well.
Yeah, I think those changes were good, and they really do what we were trying to get to there. And like you said, Matt, not have to go through local ordinance changes every time we make some subtle adjustments here on the CSWA side. So I think it captured everything we talked about. Open it up to the rest of the committee. Any comments, thoughts, anything you see that we might have missed? Tom?
Yeah, I just had two quick comments. Under section 3, under purpose, should we add in the ability to do procurement? I mean, I look back to when we originally started CCSWA and we did that large procurement for MSW and recycling. Is that something we still want to keep open on the table?
I think that's probably a good point. Could just spell that out probably just by adding another line to that. Matt, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, we could certainly do that. I think that's a fair point. You know, we may have assumed that as given, but it's good to call it out.
And then under Article 3, Section 1, members of the authority, I just two quick notes on that is just in way of an action, should we have that the board has to vote to accept new members? I mean, this is basically saying anybody who adds this ordinance automatically is a member. Not that we want to be exclusive, but I think we should have some sort of formality to bringing somebody in.
Okay.
And then second, in that same area, and this may go, it just gets tricky with the fact that we have this very small war chest of a couple, I think just under $200,000. Do we want to differentiate between new members and old members? And I don't know if that's something we do here, if that's something we do through finance, or is that something, honestly, that we just say, listen, anytime we can bring in new members, it's a positive and leave it that way.
Yeah, because the money, the war chest that you refer to, it's really about organization-wide, you know, issues that we're going to be using that mm-hmm. for, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think
if we broke people out into like different, you know, the original versus the new, it might discourage some of the new folks from joining, feeling like they were, you know, second class. I'd like to avoid that if we could, but I'm open to what others think about that.
Yeah, I agree with what Tom's saying, but on the same token, if we designate that somebody, a Weathersfield has been here from the beginning and West Hartford wants to join, are we going to charge them a new rate, a higher rate, the same rate, or just be thankful that we have another municipality who wants to get involved?
Yeah. At Tim, you had your hand. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, at this point, I think the more municipalities we can get involved, the better off we are.
Yeah, I was gonna kind of say the same thing as what Russ just said. I think, normally under other organizational circumstances, not this one, but you would look to have some type of a buy-in expense to kind of make up that difference. But this one, I just think we're trying to grow membership right now. And, maybe that changes down the road. If we start building up a lot more members, maybe we revisit our bylaws at a later date. But for now, I'd recommend, or my opinion is, I think we just try to build membership, and, it is what it is.
Anyone else on that?
I agree, Jim Rupert. I agree that right now the strength is in numbers, and the more numbers we can add, I think there's a benefit to that. I also agree that maybe the board should have a formal motion and approval for new entities joining the board.
Yeah, I agree with that as well. I thought that was a great comment, Tom. And yeah, Jim, I agree.
I agree as well. Having some formality or in the process would just be clearer going forward.
Absolutely. I agree with that too. Anyone else?
Same thoughts from Hartford. Agree with the consensus.
Okay. Great. All right. Anything else on the bylaws or the ordinance?
Yeah, I guess
they are.
So in terms of process, Fred, if you are comfortable, we can make those two amendments, referencing procurement under Article 1, Section 3, and referencing the need of the board to vote on new members under Article 3, Section 1. We could make those amendments and bring it to the full membership for action on April 15th, unless you want to see those amendments first.
I think they're minor enough we can bring it to the full board. Anybody have an objection to that?
I'd agree.
Okay.
And we do need to amend the bylaws under the existing bylaws. So that's going to require our tiered voting system, but we should be fine as long as we have good attendance.
Right. Okay. So we'll move on to the next item, which is the programmatic recommendations. Matt.
Okay. Thank you. One other thing I forgot to add, I'm sorry, on the bylaws and ordinance. So we, assuming the full membership endorses the revised bylaws in April, and this, I know it'll be a bit of a challenge, but all the members are going to have to amend the ordinance that we've adopted. So hopefully that's the last time you have to do that. But, we can assist you with that. We can prepare a cover memo that everybody can use that explains why we're doing this and what the major changes are, et cetera. And we'll be able to attend any local meeting you might have to help explain it. But I imagine that'll take some number of months to complete.
Yep.
Okay.
That's all good.
All right. So getting back to the organics diversion, what we've talked about, as I said a few minutes ago, is using this RFI process. Hopefully everybody is still on board with that, but if you feel like an RFQ would be more appropriate, we can discuss it. As I also said a few minutes ago, I think we would benefit by having some additional expertise. Reached out to Deb Darby at Tetra Tech, and as you may recall, Tetra Tech worked with RRS to prepare our waste management study, and I think she's got decent expertise in this area. So we'd like to retain her to assist us with finalizing the RFI, but then more importantly, helping us to vet the responses, helping us to review the responses. And then a question for the group is, you know, who do we want to contract with Tetra Tech? Do we want to keep this as a pure CSWA initiative? Or do we want to consider it as a broader CROG initiative, which would allow us to potentially capture a greater number of towns? You know, and maybe it's a way to also incentivize membership in CSWA by doing that.
Tim, you had a comment on that?
Yeah, I didn't know if I was jumping in too soon because Matt was kind of touching on where I wanted to go with this. You know, as I'm sure many of you are aware, that this SB 191 that's kind of working its way through right now. So a couple of questions and thoughts just to kind of throw out there for everybody is, from a timing perspective, does it make sense for us to even go out now until we start seeing where this SB 91 lands, or do we know that something's coming anyways and we just kind of build it into the RFI? The hope being that somewhere along the way that we'll get some feedback on, you know, what we're going to hopefully see for some build out of infrastructure. Right now there's, you know, they've got this great proposal on the table, but no place to bring anything, or, you know what I'm saying? So like, is it a little bit cart before the horse type of thing, or what's everyone's thought on that? And then the second, I'll just answer just real quickly, my opinion on the CSWA versus CROG. I think I agree with Matt. I think CROG would be the way to go, and it would be a great advertisement to why you would want to join CSWA. So again, just kind of thinking about the timing with this SB 191 kind of working its way through.
Tim, I'm with you. I think we're kind of in limbo. We got to figure out where this whole thing's going to play out. Having everything going out, getting an RFP, RFQ, whatever we want to do, but not having any direction to where to bring anything. It's kind of like we're going through an exercise and we don't know when we're going to be able to bring things anywhere. So it's kind of not to kick the can anymore than it has been, but we're 3-4 years late. So there's a lot of new technology coming out. I know I've been talking with a gentleman who has an incinerator gasification, and they're talking with NDC about getting in there as well. So who knows what's going to happen?
I think that same guy's been talking to me.
Yeah, he's been talking to a few people, I think.
I think Tim and Russ raise a fair point. However, the RFI again is rather broad, and it is an initial step. It's not going to be sufficient for procurement in and of itself. It is an initial step. So what we could do is we could reach out to Deep to get their thoughts on that. You know, how would they feel with us initiating this process right now with the bill pending?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's an idea.
Yeah, at least that would give you a response to how they feel.
Mm. Is this the bill that's requiring a program to be in place by,
yes,
like 2028 or something?
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah.
And we're going to have a new friend at Deep. I'm not sure. I don't know if there's been anything public on it yet. But our old friend, Mr. Looney, Chris's predecessor, is going to be working over there at the department in the waste management space. So it'll be good to have him there.
Oh, very nice. Yeah, very nice. Someone with some municipal experience for a change who knows what we're dealing with.
Right.
Good. Anyone else on this topic? So Matt, you're going to reach out to Deep then, and
yes,
we'll circle back on this item. Okay.
And then in terms, do we want to talk a little bit more about who should contract with Tetra Tech? So I heard some support for CROG doing so. And another benefit there is we would use CROG funds, not CSWAF funds.
And ultimately, I think we've already contracted with CROG, right? CSWA has. And so if you all did this as a, you know, subcontract of your contract, even if you need to charge us back, I think the mechanism is already there. As long as we say, yeah, that project makes sense, go. And that way it kind of avoids the need to have multiple entities in it. Just you do the contracting and then we'll just use your contract, even if we need to amend something in what we have with you all. Mm-hmm. It probably makes sense that way, you know, which happens all the time with contractors. You know, we need something else, they go out and contract it and they just charge it back. So
yeah
I'd agree. I think for this one it makes sense for it to go through CROG, but I do think at some point maybe when we go to the next step and we actually get to bringing them on board, it would be through CCSWA.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. We'll go full blown. Yep.
All right, so we'll reach out to Deep. Suppose Deep says, you know, we can't see any reason why you would want to wait on the RFI. If Deep is good, if their advice is consistent with that, do we want to then proceed? And would love to have, you know, two, maybe three volunteers who'd be willing to assist us in the process. Understanding that we're going to provide periodic reports to the full executive committee.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. For me, I think just proceeding, if you get that go ahead from Deep, then I'd say, yeah, move forward and makes sense to me.
Any folks who'd be willing to participate in the RFI process, you want us to send a follow-up email on that?
I'll throw my hat in the ring. I'd like to be part of that, man.
If you send it to the group, to this group, and we all kind of take a stab at it. I mean, everyone's busy.
That's a good idea. Yeah.
And kind of keep it at this, Matt. And when it comes time, if there's a meeting to be had or assistance, and we have, you know, a small group or a couple people join you meeting with DEP.
Mm-hmm.
That way we keep as many eyes and ears on it and as possible as we're going through it. That way everyone's up to speed and we don't have to collaborate, you know, meet again and talk about everything if it goes out to this group. And then we can just bring the full committee up to speed. Or is that creating too much work?
No, I think that should work fine, Russ.
Mm. I like that.
You know, at some point, though, if we want to interview respondents.
We do a short list there. You know, I have a short group here. Yeah, definitely.
Okay, great.
All right. Do you have what you need there, Matt?
We do. Thank you.
All right. The next item is full membership meeting. We've got that scheduled for April 15th, 2 p.m. Anything you wanted to... We have agenda items that we have in mind for that already, or
so the main one. The main one will be the amendment to the bylaws. Yes,
yep.
And then a budget for next fiscal year.
Okay. Depending on where we're at with this RFI question, maybe we can at least give them an update on that.
Sure. Yep.
And just a membership update if we have a. Idea of who's new since the last time or who's potential out there. If there's any help we need from members on certain communities we think we might be able to bring into the fold, it's probably a good opportunity to enlist them at that meeting. But any other items folks want to see for that agenda for the next meeting?
Good.
Well, that's the last thing I had on the agenda. Sorry, go ahead.
This is Tony Manfrey in South Windsor. excuse me. We had we were looking to add on the agenda another, I don't know if it was an RFP or RFQ for the textile. I think it's been about 10 years since we did that, and We currently have Bay State. We've been using them in town here, and they've been fine. We've also reached out to other communities who have been using Heartstrings and some other companies. And we were just looking into potentially switching vendors just because of the advertising. And the payout is the same, but just due to advertising and promotions, Heartstrings seems to be doing better than Bay State revenue-wise. So I just wanted to put out there for the next agenda, if we could potentially add, at least for a discussion item, another RFP for textiles.
And Matt, I believe you said that Megan might want to say some words once she got connected in. Do you still want to give her that opportunity?
Sure. So Megan, would you like to introduce yourself, talk a little bit about your program?
Yeah. So I'm Megan, I'm from South Windsor. I'm relatively new in the role. And the reason why we even brought this up for discussion was because Heartstrings had reached out to us for the Earth Day event coming up on April 20th. They wanted to do bring a box truck out to the town and kind of host like one of those events. We've never had Bay State reach out specifically for that. At least I haven't in like the 7 months I've been here. So it'd be really cool if we could look at other vendors and see what's going on with them, just so we can kind of get, ideally we'd like to recycle more. I know that a lot of people have a lot of textiles that they want to get rid of, and that they're definitely throwing out and things like that. So ideally trying to get that away from the waste stream would be really cool. And just kind of like reviewing that agreement that we have, because it is 10 years old. Thank you.
Thank you.
So Fred, I have a suggestion. Yes. We can certainly look into that. What if we were to hold an executive committee meeting right before the full membership meeting? We've done that before. So, you know, that way we can discuss the textiles. We can check in terms of where we are with the budget for our next fiscal year. You know, what we've heard from Deep on the RFI. So maybe if we had a 1 p.m. executive committee meeting, or maybe even 1:30 if we think we can get through it pretty quickly, and then have the full membership at 2.
Works for me. How about everybody else? Does that work for you all?
It works.
Yeah, that works.
Okay.
Thank you. And thanks to South Windsor for raising that item.
Absolutely. Anything else for the good of the order? Hearing none, do I have a motion for adjournment?
Motion to adjourn.
Motion by Tim.
Second.
Second by Tom. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All right. Thank you all. Appreciate it.
Thanks, everybody. Really appreciate it.
Take care.
You all. Great day.
Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye, all.
It's Sonia. So you got it there?
I'm going to hang up now.
Great. Thanks.